A Popular Outcast production.
So this is, in theory, episode zero of a show that I don't have a title for yet. Maybe mixing it up with Mike Carpenter.
I think it should be mixing it up and breaking it down. Because you can break it down like no one else.
For MC, MC.
MC, MC.
So we're recording live from an undisclosed location. in an undisclosed town in Pennsylvania. But it is a business, so I'll have to shut the fuck up if a customer comes in. And there might be neighbors, so I can't yell too loud. But I'm here. I just happened to run into my friend Dylan...
Hi.
Should I say your last name, or do you not know?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, my friend Dylan Summers.
Hello.
From a town. I don't even know where you live anymore.
I don't know where I live either.
There you
it's
go.
It's a mystery every day.
Ah. I just happened to run into him, like, hey, let's be a guest on my podcast that I never started yet.
I'm a spontaneous guest.
So, I guess I should give you, like, a mission statement about what you might be hearing on this show. I don't want any kind of solid format. Like, I never want, like, every episode to be this, or every third episode to be this. I want, like, hey, guess what? This episode's only 5 minutes. Oh, guess what? Next episode's 5 fucking hours of me just talking to Jeff Kunkel. Or the next episode is me just talking to a character that my friend does, or musical spots, or rap fucking songs, or anything. I don't give a shit. Stories, whatever. It's literally whatever I feel like doing, because I just want to do random shit and record it and have people listen to it. Dylan said he might not talk too much, by the way. And
I'm nodding a whole lot.
And I over-talk people as it is, because I never shut the fuck up. Dylan agrees.
I nod silently.
Mike Bennett and Chris Rao are actually in the background right now, so they may come by and say hello at some point. Or not. But this is my show. This is what it will be. I'm so sorry that you're listening.
Hello!
Hey, there's Mike Bennett.
Leaving.
He's leaving. Fuck him. So, I have a couple stories I want to tell. Not really stories, just something we got off my chest here that happened to me the other day, and it pissed me off. Dill will probably chirp in and tell me how much of an asshole I am in the whole situation. So, I work third shift at a business. I'm not really supposed to say where I work because they're kind of assholes about it. But I work third shift, and during the night, some asshole broke into my car and stole a bunch of shit out of my car. This just happened 2 nights ago. And I'm pretty pissed about it.
I don't blame you.
Thank you. I was really fucking angry about it originally. Like, when it first fucking happened, like, I mean, like, I got in my car in the morning. It was like 7:30 when I got off work. I got in my fucking car, and I need to go get my oil changed. And I get my oil changed in New York because I live right by the border, and it's a pain in the ass to get there. So I was like, oh, I'll get my GPS on my fucking dashboard where I keep it. And I'm like, oh shit, my GPS isn't here. And my memory's awful, so I'm like, oh, I must have fucking moved it. I don't know what I did with it. Apparently, it fucking got stolen. And I keep a police nightstick in my fucking car because I live in meth central of Pennsylvania and New York. There's a lot of meth heads where I live, and if you go to a bar, people sometimes follow you up to your car and want to fuck or kill you. One of the two.
Either one is bad news.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do either with a meth head. So, I keep a police nightstick, a collapsible police nightstick in my car, and that got stolen, and I don't know how much I should talk about it. I'm not going to talk about who did it, because I don't know yet for sure, and there's a whole police bullshit investigation with the whole thing, and it's a bunch of bullshit, and it pisses me off, and whatever fucking piece of shit, fucking dog shit, cunt fucking stole my shit, I hope he fucking rots in hell. And fucking, I don't believe in hell, but I want to believe in hell. I want to believe in, I'm going to start going to church so I can believe in hell, so I can believe this fucking piece of shit goes there and fucking gets raped every goddamn day by fucking Hitler. Fuck him. Fuck him. Up his stupid cunt fucking ass. Fuck it. Oh, I'm just pissed. You're legit pissed me off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at you, fuck the recorder. Legit, like, I'm talking to you, Dylan Summers. It really fucking pissed me off.
How much do you not want to talk about it?
I don't want to say names or who it might be.
Okay, so we can't say, in theory, what if it was
this guy? No, I prefer not to say that. Okay. Because I could get myself in trouble, or something could go bad with that. So, okay. Yeah.
That's
fair. It's an ongoing investigation.
I feel like if I was saying that, you'd be like, you're worrying too much.
No, because it's an ongoing investigation. Okay. Like, this is not solved.
Okay. Could be anybody.
Case has not been closed yet.
It could be anybody.
In theory, it could be anybody. It could be Captain Jackass from up the street. It could
be the worst.
Wandering vagrant. Vagrant rapist.
What a terrible guy.
Anyway, so I just need to get that off my chest about how I'm pissed that someone stole my shit. And I'm not going to say what the shit was, because I just think that could somehow fuck something up. I probably...
Didn't you just say what the shit was?
I guess I did, didn't I? Fuck me.
Well, that was all that was wrong.
Yeah, I guess I shouldn't have... Whatever. So anyway, it was a fucking Christmas present for my mom. My mom got me a GPS. Like, I am fucking awful directions. You know this. You're just as bad as I am, probably.
I'm terrible. I have a GPS to my grandmother.
I used to have one until some jackass stole my fucking car.
Sucks. Yeah. The worst, I think, is the fact that it was a Christmas present. I mean, maybe not to you, but no, to me, I'd be like,
literally, that is like the worst about, like, yeah. I mean, it's a goddamn GPS. Like,
yeah,
it's,
you can buy a GPS.
It's literally like less than one paycheck a week. Like, I get paid every week. It's less than one paycheck. You know, it's not like it's fucking like I had like really save up to buy this fucking thing. Yeah. I didn't buy it in the first place. My mom bought it for me. But that's the thing. Like,
they don't grow on trees, but you can buy a new one.
Exactly.
You can find one in a stranger's car. How about that?
I've got a smartphone. I have a fucking, you know, GPS on my smartphone. Yeah. That's not the fucking point. The point is, my mom woke up one day and thought, I need to get my son something for Christmas.
Little Mikey needs a GPS.
Little Mikey, I know him and I love him and I know what he needs and this is what he needs and I'm going to buy it for him. And she did. And some piece of fucking shitcock stole it out of me. Out of my fucking car. Out of me.
Stole it out
literally
of me.
Breached right up my asshole and pulled it out.
GPS.
What do you want, Mike Bennett?
Can I say something really quick?
Yeah, what's up?
I went next door. Crystal clear.
We're back from a brand new location. Literally 30 feet from where we were, because the neighbors probably don't want to hear me say cunt. What? How do you feel about that? Don't leave me hanging, man. No radio silence.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Did I ever say who we were? I did say who we were, right?
I think so.
Okay, I'll make sure. Like,
yeah.
Again, this is episode zero. I don't give a shit about this episode, really.
Episode zero. The worst episode.
Oh, it's a piece of shit.
Disposable.
It's not as much of a piece of shit as that motherfucker stole my shit on my car, but, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Are you looking for, when you contacted the police, are you looking for your stuff back, or are you looking for him to get...
I don't give a fuck about him. He can do whatever he wants. Whoever this is, mystery person. I don't care what happens to him, really. I don't care. Like, I don't care if justice is brought. Like, maybe he thought he needed to steal it to make money because he has kids or some shit, you know, then they're starving. Whatever. I'm not really mad at... I'm not so much mad at him. I just want my shit back. I want what my mom bought me for Christmas back. My mom, who loves me very much and who I love very much, bought me something for Christmas. I had it literally 6 months, and some piece of fucking shit stole out of my car. I want it back.
That makes sense.
That's pretty much all. Yeah. No, I don't care what happens to him. He's fine.
He can walk free.
Literally, he can walk free. He can walk free.
You just want your shit back.
I mean, if he would literally come to me and say, hey, here's your shit back, shake my hand, we're all cool, deal.
Would you insult him?
Would I insult him?
Yes. Would you begrudgingly say, all right, we're cool, but you're a jerk?
I guess it depends why he stole it. Like, fuck off. Just kidding. No, like, I don't know. It depends why, again. Like, if he said, hey, you know, I have kids to feed and shit, and it's a rough life, and I only work part-time, and I don't get much money, and blah, blah, blah. I'll be like, dude, I understand. you know, you shouldn't have done it, but you know what you did, and you know, you probably don't regret it. You just regret getting caught, and I get that. You know, we're all human, and you gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
Yeah.
Shake my fucking hand. We're cool. Just don't do it again. Like, cool. I won't steal your shit anymore. We're cool. So, yeah. There you go. We're out. You know, if he needs a ride, if I see him hitchhiking somewhere, he needs a ride somewhere, I'll fucking pick him up and give him a ride. We will be cool. We'll be squared. Even Steven, we're cool. In my back of my head, I'll still think he's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, fuck this guy. I was a stupid cunt asshole. Fuck. Oh. Like.
So at this point, you just want your shit back.
I don't want my shit back. I want my GPS back. I like my GPS. I use my GPS a lot.
And you don't love cops. So by going
that,
to cops,
that was my,
that's your only goal. Is to get your shit back.
I don't like police.
Yeah. But if they can help in getting the Christmas present back.
Yeah, I didn't want to call the police.
That makes sense to me. I just want to explain it.
Well, that
makes sense to me.
I know you don't like I don't want to say utilizing the police because
I just don't like.
I think that's an improper term when it comes to police calling police. You're not utilizing them. You're fucking
You're
last resorting to them. I don't fucking like.
I guess so. Yeah.
They have a purpose, I think, but like it's like last resort kind of bullshit. But.
Which is why if superheroes were real, I'd feel more okay with going to.
Yeah, I'd give the fucking
throw it at Batman, throw it at Aquaman for all I care.
Throw it at fucking Quail Man for all I care. That's my Quail Man whistle. But yeah, you know, I'm with you. I don't like calling cops. I don't like cops where I live either because they're fucking dicks.
Yeah.
Well, not that
I'm sure.
Not that most cops aren't.
Yeah.
Not that, well, I guess
are
I don't
want. Exceptionally dicky.
They're pretty shitty.
Above and beyond the call of
duty. Yeah, they very much so. But I want my shit back, and I didn't know what to do, and I kind of panicked. I never had anyone steal anything from me before. I've never had anyone get in my car who didn't belong in it. And granted, I know you brought this up, and I told you this originally, I do leave my car unlocked. I live in a small town. There's minimal crime where I live, usually, aside from meth people. You know, but like...
Which doesn't make sense why you won't lock your doors.
I know, because I trust people. Right. Like, I usually do. I trust people. I trust most fucking people. I think, in general, people are good people. Like, I think good of people.
I want to think the same thing. For a while, I would leave my car unlocked, and I had a book, like a CD book, with a bunch of, like, burnt CDs in it, and I would leave that out, thinking that the way I am as a person, I should put my money where my mouth is, and if I really believe the good in people, I should leave my doors unlocked, and then if somebody steals something... Then that's, you know, but it, at least I put that option out there.
No, I agree. I fully agree.
Okay, I didn't voice that properly, so maybe the
listeners. No, well, I know what you mean. I think.
You're like people. Customer.
What's
actually,
up?
I think my husband.
Who is
it? Hey. Oh, all
right. Pretty good. How are you? Can I say we're pausing? We're gonna pause quick because there's a customer here, so I need to pause and just let it record and do his thing. What time are you at, by the way?
We're at 1:39.
A minute and 39?
No.
No, I mean, like, how many minutes since we started? The time's on the thing, right?
You want to take it off? I'm going to do it.
Am I a couple? Oh, we're at 30 minutes.
We're at how long?
13 minutes.
Do you think this is good?
Yeah, I
like interviewing because I'm afraid to say stuff, so I like.
Oh yeah, I pretty much want to interview each other. I just want to talk and have people listen to us.
Yeah. That could be my role. I'll just interview you.
We're gonna take a quick break here and go do whatever we're doing. So fuck off. Oh, by the way, if you want to wait and whistle or some shit, I got this bottle of just liquid. It's just a little bit of water.
I've got this bottle of just liquid. That's the best sell for a bottle of liquid ever.
I got this bottle of mystery liquid. I told them it's my urine, even though it's bright red. But anyways, you just need a wet whistle here.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm recording, just so you know. So we're resuming. We're back from our break. Our break
was brought to you by Wet Your Whistle Water. A mystery liquid. But it's good to the last drop. Just don't ask or wonder what it is.
I like that. That's fun. I don't know where we left off at, but I'm done with that topic. I'm done talking about
it. Do you want to rewind? And, nope. I think it was on you calling the cops and what you wanted to get out of it.
I think I made my point. I just want my shit back. The guy's cool, whatever. Or whoever. Mystery dude, whoever the fuck it is.
Mystery man.
We'll be or cool.
Mystery girl.
Mystery person. Yeah. I don't want to be...
People steal shit.
Yeah, I don't want to assume.
Could be a girl.
You know what happens when you assume? You're a dick. I don't know. Shut up. That's dumb.
Really?
Yeah.
What? No. All right, so... Dylan Summers.
Yes.
Man of... many voices.
Man of many voices. I have several voices.
I was going to say, I hope the background noise isn't too bad here. Again, we are recording from a business. It is currently open. There are people who work here.
A mystery business.
A mystery business.
Not affiliated with the Mystery Water.
It's actually down the street from the Mystery Water plant. But, again, so excuse noise, but I don't give a fuck. Whatever, I don't really care what it sounds like. You'll listen to it or you won't. Yeah, fuck you. Not you, Dylan Summers. You, the listener. Fuck you. You'll know me. You'll know me.
Yeah, I know me.
But anyway, so I know Dylan. How long have I known you? How long have we known each other?
Years.
It has been
more than 1 year. There is allowed to be an S there.
It has been a plural of year.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how we met. Mall, probably, or jobs. Where we worked at one long ago.
Mall.
I'm glad there's so much background noise. Sorry, I'm just kidding.
What?
No, I'm just being a dick.
Oh.
I wish you guys would come over here and talk, but I kind
of... Can one of them come over? Can they, like, rotate in shifts?
Yeah, why don't you guys come over and talk to me. Come over and talk to us and talk about things. Memories past and present and future. That makes no sense. God, I'm a fucking idiot. Okay, this noise will be so pleasant for the listeners. Oh, God, it's going to be so loud. Give me something to edit. Oh, was that the door?
Yeah, not a customer, though.
Not a customer?
Just a cop.
Oh, is it really? Hey, it's Cameron. What's up, Cameron?
I have a warrant for your arrest.
Oh, fuck you. I'm actually recording a podcast. Are you a cop now?
Not really.
Oh, I was going to say good for you.
He's a meter.
I'm a community service officer.
Right. Should I cut this out? I'm actually recording a podcast right now. Should I cut you out?
Nah.
Like, all right. Or I'm going to say who you are. You're a mystery friend. I've known you for years.
Mystery friend whose name isn't Cameron, like you blasted.
Yeah.
Right,
well, he didn't give his last name.
No,
right?
Yeah,
he could be any Cameron in central Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm a public servant. I'm here to serve.
God,
I like that way better than cops.
Ooh, you're a public servant. You're here to serve.
What are you, like the community assistance aid?
Community service.
That's awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah, I like that. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, this is off the fucking rails.
Cameron, what do you say about his situation? Can we get a professional? Because literally, he's a professional. His car got broken into.
Okay,
go.
There's my recording device, so just so you know. All right, so my car got... No, I'm just saying, if you want to talk so people can hear you.
All right,
so pretty much I'm at work. I work third shift. My car got broken into by a mystery person. At night, if I'm broken into, I leave my car unlocked because I trust everybody in the world. And I live in like a small town. Everyone's pretty chill there except for meth heads. Anyway, someone broke into my car, stole some of my shit. Doesn't matter what.
Right.
I didn't want to call the cops, but I did because I had to, and blah blah blah. What am I supposed to ask his opinion about, really?
I don't know.
I don't know what you wanted his opinion about.
I thought you wanted his opinion.
No, you're the one that said, well, let's get your professional opinion.
I just thought you wanted his opinion.
So what do you think about people breaking the law, right?
It's a common 1074, as we call it. And by that, it means I just make up numbers when I'm talking to people when they ask my professional opinion. I'm just like, it's a normal 378. You know, we'll take care of it.
You gotta watch out for the 621.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they'll get you.
Yeah, they're the worst... The duck attacks. That's what they are. Duck attack.
Fucking ducks.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. That's pretty much all I can. That's my professional.
What would you do
if I was robbed?
Yeah, say community service mystery friend Cameron was called. Say Mike didn't go to the cops. Say community service mystery friend Cameron
right.
was a community service aide in where his car got opened.
All right.
It's still broken into. Motherfucker, if you, leave, broken if you live in a
he
house...
He let himself
you,
in.
I'm not saying your shit didn't get stolen.
I didn't put
absolutely
sign
stolen,
the fucking
just
door
not
says,
broken
hey, jackasses, come in and take my shit.
It got, nothing was broken,
I would
but
say
it's fine.
Stolen, but
we're splitting hairs at this point. The jerk-off did something illegal.
Well, when I called the cops, and that's what he fucking said, oh, you got to make sure you leave your car, or you got to make sure you leave your doors locked from now on. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like... still, I want to say, hey, it's not fucking... I didn't put a goddamn note that says, hey, jackasses, come steal my shit.
No.
It's still stealing my fucking shit.
Yeah, you're not allowed...
What would you say...
Let's say if you don't lock your goddamn... all your windows in your house and someone crawls in a window, yeah. Oh, it's not your fucking fault that you didn't lock your window.
No, I
just
say,
saying.
Dude,
just saying. I still consider it broken in my
shit.
Car.
Yeah,
yeah, he didn't literally smash a window and lock it from the indoor because of... You know,
yeah. We're splitting hairs at this point. Dude did a shitty thing.
Someone did a
what
shitty
if
thing.
Mike called you
yeah.
instead of going to the cops? And he was like, Cameron... Mystery friend Cameron.
I'm glad you came over, so you cannot.
I'm going to you instead of the police. What? You take it from here. Here's
right.
my dilemma. You take it.
My
what
plan
do you do?
Is
what do you do?
I wait until I'm off duty.
Okay.
I throw on a Captain America uniform,
fuck
shield
yeah.
and all,
fuck
and
yeah.
I just run the streets looking for
fuck
anybody who's suspicious.
Fuck yeah.
That's a... which goes back to earlier how I said that I wish superheroes would really existed so that we wouldn't have to call police.
I'm like really trying to get them to allow me to wear the Captain America uniform. I've
yeah.
brought it up once. I don't think they took me seriously, but I'm really pushing it. You guys should all write into the borough
I will.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And tell them that they should get me a new red, white, and blue Captain America uniform.
I think that would boost town morale.
Oh, of course.
See Captain America chalk tires though.
If you had a sidekick that was an eagle.
Oh,
that
man.
That would be amazing.
By the way, we're recording from a mystery location. So just,
in an undisclosed city.
Yeah, undisclosed city, and
yeah.
undisclosed business, and undisclosed
with mystery friend
planet.
With mystery friend Cameron.
Yeah, mystery friend Cameron and Chris Rowe. and Dylan Summers.
So you would... What would your advice be?
I mean...
So you would go looking for him, but what would you tell him? Would you tell him, hold tight, eat a cheeseburger, and your GPS will be back in no time? Or what would you... What would you say?
No,
I wish I could say
no,
that.
No. I'm just saying no. Like, play a video
fuck
game. Play a... Read a book.
That's
yeah,
like,
I mean...
Why don't you say play a fucking video game? You said eat a cheeseburger.
I guess...
Would you tell him hang tight while... while we find your shit? Or would you say you should be proactive and do this, this, and this?
There's not much you can do. I mean... On the off chance, it's a very, very small chance that it was somebody that you know that would do that, I guess.
Biblically...
Yeah, if it's somebody you know, I guess the best thing that you could do is kind of keep an eye out for the things that were stolen, obviously. It's
mm-hmm.
pretty obvious at that point.
Would you say approach the person you know?
No.
Okay.
Unless you don't want to press charges up against
yeah.
that person. But if you want any sort of legal action taken, and if you want to make sure that you get your stuff back, that's when you contact the cops because they
yeah.
will go in and get
but
everything back.
I don't know who it is.
Well, yeah, what
right.
if it's somebody he doesn't know?
And if
then,
you
then
don't
we'll...
know that person, I guess the only thing that I could do is take just a list of everything that was stolen.
Which is what I did.
And
it wasn't much. It was, like I said, it was a GPS. Yeah, you know, I guess you didn't hear what it was. It was a GPS my mom bought me for Christmas.
Yeah.
A pile of CDs, blank, like burnt CDs it was sitting on. And I have a police nightstick in my car because I live in a meth... It's a pretty
yeah.
methy place where I live.
Yeah.
And I go to bars a bunch and people fall out your car sometime. Like,
yeah.
You know, fuck your shit. So
yeah,
I
live out in South Oakland and Pittsburgh. And
yeah, there you go. Yeah, I live right below New York and, you know, it is what it is. But
yeah.
Anyway, so I was gonna say, that's all it was. A grand total of, what, $250, maybe $300 worth of shit? Not
see.
Even.
Yeah.
Like, see, it was... Not, it's not like it's a fucking, like... You know. I was gonna say. They didn't steal my... All my gold bars.
Yeah. it's those cases that are really, like, the cops, they'll make a note of it, and I guess, like, at our station, we would just post, like, the list of things that were stolen and
yeah.
keep an eye out for that kind of thing.
What are the odds?
Not very good.
He, okay.
Like,
you know exactly where
well,
I'm going.
It could be worse. Like, I leave my car unlocked,
yeah.
and I leave my keys on the dash, just sitting right by
yeah.
right by the steering wheel. Like, I mean, they could have stolen my car.
Yeah, they could have.
But they didn't.
So
again, like I think it's just someone who needed money. You know, probably just I'm just going to take something here that I can sell
yeah.
GPS, a nightstick.
What if
know?
They pawned your GPS? What would you do? What if they're like,
and again, like if I knew who it was and I talked to them, they're like, oh hey dude, I got kids to feed. It's a rough life. I'm like, dude, I know how it is, man. I've been poor for a long fucking time.
Which is something that you want to do is check like local pawn shops and that because
yeah.
a lot of those. I mean,
again, like it's
the,
not a GPS. It's less than
but it's
one
your,
week's
it's
paycheck.
The mother.
I know
the,
it's my mom's Christmas.
It's
present.
A sentimental.
Like,
yeah.
My mama loves me. I love my mama. She bought me something that I could need, and I do need it.
Yeah.
But whatever. It is what it is. I'm not that torqued about it. I was. I'm just more angry that like someone stole my shit. I've never had anything stolen before. Mm. I've never really had a bad experience with another human being before. Like I said, I'm trusting.
Yeah.
I'm non-confrontational. I really don't get in shit fits with people, and I don't. No one's ever really broken my trust before. Really, that bad. Like, not like no one's ever stole my shit that I know of.
Until now.
First time for everything.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? You know.
And I mean, you've made it this long without it happening.
Yeah.
So that's a plus.
Like, for the first time in 27 years,
optimistically,
I felt I needed to call a police officer for assistance in something.
And unfortunately, it's a situation that they really can't do much unless somebody starts bragging about.
Well, and the thing is, like, there are the one security camera outside our business, which I didn't even know was there, is pointed at my car.
Oh.
It's kind of blurry, but I don't know if I should even talk about all this shit because it's still going on. It just happened like a day ago, so I don't know if I should talk about all this yet.
Right. I mean, I guess.
Well, I'm just going to say, I don't know when it's going to be released. By the time this episode's released, this will probably all be long gone, blown over, and either someone's gonna be arrested or I've already bought a new fucking GPS and whatever. It's not like, no one stabbed me.
And I guess after putting, like, do you lock your car now? I mean, after putting out this episode,
I'm gonna say yes.
You might
want to
start just because.
Yeah, but probably not. I'm probably still not going to.
Is your car locked right now?
Well, it is now because I'm in. Like, where I live, I'm in.
Of our mystery location.
Yeah. I'm still bleeding.
I mean, I got strapped with a bulletproof vest.
I was going to say, I can tell you're wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a college town.
Yeah, but is there a need for it?
And all those rabid college kids just running around.
I mean, this is the least diverse.
I know what your job is, and I don't have any problem with you wearing a bulletproof vest.
I'm sure they make you through, right? You're not like, give me that bulletproof vest.
Oh, no, it's really uncomfortable.
I know
really
where I live, people are so proud of the amount of guns that they own.
Yeah.
People like to flash their guns around the bars. The bar I go to almost every night, I think people got shot there in the last year.
And he doesn't lock his doors in that town.
And yet he's trusting.
He drives to three streets. There's three streets.
Quit saying the goddamn name, because it'd be a pain in the ass to bleep it out.
There's three street blank.
Whatever, I'm not bleeping out now, so fuck you people. You guys don't want me to bleep it out, and I'm not going to, so fuck you people. Mystery, no longer a mystery location.
There's still the business aspect.
Yeah, I guess so. Let's not say where the fuck we are.
Coming to you from an undisclosed location. Yeah.
All right, so I want to talk to Chris Rowell. I'm not going to tell you to leave, but I want to talk to Chris Rowell.
Well, that was cop time with Cameron. Well,
yeah, thank you, Cameron, for actually
doing that. But not cop time. It was public civil servant,
community service,
community service officer.
Yeah,
much better cops.
Yeah, good seeing you. I've known you for a good few years.
We were on the same bus.
Yeah, you used to like hit on my mom through the like bus window.
I promise you, I was one of the few people who did not do that. I am way too shy to ever yell anything at any female ever. I'm just saying. No, not if I wasn't thinking the thoughts.
He's shocking your time.
I don't think you actually yelled anything, but I'm pretty sure you may have mentioned something on the bus while I was there a lot of times.
Oh, sure.
If like, I mentioned, I'd be like, Cameron, your mom's hot.
Yeah, but I know there were cat calls yelled out to your mom, and I never did that shit.
Right.
For the record, I don't yell.
I don't
so you're going to get a parking ticket and all your stuff stolen.
Yeah, which car is yours? I hear it's unlocked.
Actually, this parked in the spot where I should park it.
Is my... Can you cut this bar now?
Sure.
Is my...
I didn't
okay. Alright. I just don't want to be that guy that's like...
Alright, no, I'll cut this now.
No, you gotta cut
because you said that, now I'll cut that.
You know what I... No, I don't want to get him
God, I'm going to do so much editing. Ugh.
No, I don't know.
Alright, cool.
Awesome. I'll cut some of this out. I'll cut most of those. It'll be easy. Alright. Anyway, back to recording. So, Cameron, it was good seeing you. In general.
You too.
It's good seeing you, man. Hit me up sometime, dude. We'll grab coffee or beers or
shenanigans.
Yeah, next time I'm in town, I don't come down very often, but next time I do, I'll fucking mess you or some shit. We'll go over here. Are you old enough to drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I didn't say you're still like 7 years old in my head.
Nah,
sorry.
21, but.
That, yeah, you're still young now. So, yeah. Cool.
So.
I mean, good seeing you. Thanks for your input, though.
Yeah, no problem.
Take care, man. We'll see what we can do about locking for the Captain America uniform.
Seriously, right into it.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
So, I'm glad, just as I call Chris Rowell over here, there's no reason for him to speak for like 10 minutes. But,
I've been able to get a word in edgewise.
So. But Chris Rowell, I haven't known you long. I've known you for all of 2 months, maybe? 3 months?
Yeah, I would say 3 or 4 months.
And I've loved you for 10 years. I've loved you so much in 3 months that it's equal to 10 years of love.
That's good.
Especially when you talk about me on your podcast.
at how much nice things you say, which make me fucking like...
You're blushing so hard right now.
Am I right now?
I was going to say, wow. I have to tell everyone that he's as red as a beet. He's so blushing.
Like, as I, when I listen to you at work, and I get teary-eyed when I listen to you talk about it. I'm like, you are so fucking sweet, and I hate it, and I love it.
The best.
So what's your input in the whole, on this whole, I guess this episode's going to be talking about, I don't know what, stealing shit and people and law.
I'm in the same boat as you. I generally trust people. And I get a lot of shit for it from people I know, like my friends and stuff. They're always like, why, people aren't good, people are generally bad. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, I take offense when people
like,
say that.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are like, everyone's bad, just sometimes they do good things. And I'm like, I believe the exact opposite. Everyone's good, and sometimes you do bad things out of desperation.
I agree.
I say that a lot, where I'm a pessimist verbally, but internally I like to think that I really do think people mean well, but all the time I'm just like, people are scum.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to pick everything up. I have to make sure, because I think I talk loud.
Yeah, you do.
I have a lot
of voice. We'll just move it in more.
Bring it in, everybody.
Yeah. I'm sure it would pick it up from back there, but I just want to make sure that you get heard, because I want, like, our loud asses, and, well, my loud ass, you're mediocre.
Mid-level. And then Whispers McGee.
Mike Whispers McGee.
Whispers O'Malley.
Whiskers McGee could be a really cool cat name. Or a pirate name.
Yeah. Either or.
I'd be Whiskers McGee.
I was going to say, I'd like to talk. Can I talk to Whiskers McGee right now? Whiskers?
What's this?
With
the only Whiskers? The only thing that comes up is R, and I wouldn't want to do a generic pirate voice.
All right.
But
I was hoping you would respond with yes and then just meow at him every time he talks to you.
Yes.
I will have characters on the show. Like, I'm going to have people who will never say their name, and you'll never know who the fuck they are. Well, you might if they're a shitty character. But yeah, like, just in theory, there will be people on here who will just be characters, and I like that. I like that idea. I like mystery people.
Do you remember prank calling QVC?
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
We should say this for another episode. Let's end this episode. This will be the end of this episode. We're probably about... I don't know how long this has been.
I haven't thought about it in a while, so it'll take me a while to remember.
What was I saying?
18 minutes and 24 seconds.
All right, so this is the second part. The first part was like 13 minutes, so this is about a while, a little more than half an hour.
Yeah.
So
how much of this will you cut out? Like, what's the ratio?
Probably about 4 minutes, I'd say.
I'm just probably going to bleep some shit more than anything else. You're going to bleep for pianos or bullshit. Yeah. That's still going to be the time in there, really.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah. I would just piano.
Whatever.
Because then you get the humor of us messing up as well.
Anyway, this has been episode 0 of whatever the hell this podcast's name
is. Oh, I suggest the mic. It should be called Hodge Podcast.
Hodgepodgecast?
Because you don't have, like, a specific thing you do, and you're all over the place, and hodgepodge is, like, a mixture of things.
And it's like that.
Hodgepodge is like an amalgamation of things, so I just thought it was catchy, like Mike Carpenter's Hodgepodgecast.
We'll think. We'll turn around and be like, fuck you. We'll think about it. Anyways, this has been whatever it's been, and thank you all for listening, and hopefully you'll listen to another episode in the future. So, whatever. Fuck it, I don't know what to end on. So I'm Mike Carpenter. This has been...
Whiskers McGee.
Whiskers McGee.
A.K.A.
Dylan Summers
and
Chris Rao.
Yep, and Mike.
Thanks
Bennett.
So much, everybody.
Mike Bennett, far away. Say hi. Say bye, Mike.
Hello.
No, they gotta hear you.
Yeah, they hear you.
Bye.
All right. So anyway, whatever. Thanks. Blah blah blah. Peace out.